Two venerable Metro Vancouver-based coffee chains are combining into a coffee roasting and coffee shop giant. Vancouver-based coffee chain Artigiano, founded in 1999 as Café Artigiano, has bought the 29-year-old Richmond-based Salt Spring Coffee for an undisclosed amount, Artigiano owner Dean Shillington told BIV. It's not confidential that Salt Spring had run into some financial challenges with the coffee market and the coffee industry, said Shillington, whose Artigiano operates 25 cafes. He said he plans to open Artigiano's 30th cafe by the end of June, following new openings in Park Royal in West Vancouver, Brentwood SkyTrain in Burnaby, White Rock, Phibbs Exchange in North Vancouver, and East Vancouver. There's a lot more behind that, but those are the ones that we've announced, he said. We're looking at locations in Kelowna right now. All of the cafes are in Metro Vancouver, except ones in Nanaimo, Whistler, and Calgary. The Artigiano website only lists 18 locations, but Shillington said some, such as ones in Stong's Market locations, are not included in that tally. Coffee prices soar. Data on the Trading Economics website illustrates what caused some of the financial problems that Shillington said were afoot at Salt Spring Coffee. At the start of February last year, the coffee bean futures market pegged the coffee price at $1.88 per pound. The price for those futures contracts has since soared to $3.76 per pound. Fears swirl that coffee prices will soar higher. There could be tighter global supplies thanks in part to the world's top coffee-producing country, Brazil, having a smaller crop than in past years. Both Salt Spring Coffee and Artigiano feel the sting of higher coffee prices and the challenge of raising prices for customers. The coffee price increase, however, impacts roasters such as Salt Spring Coffee more than it does Artigiano, which roasts coffee but mostly gets revenue from its coffee shops. The acquisition makes Artigiano the second-largest roaster of organic coffee in Canada, Shillington said. Artigiano had loyal following from the start. Artigiano established a loyal clientele in the early 2000s, after its founding entrepreneurial brothers Sam and Vince Piccolo opened the first three Café Artigiano locations, all in downtown Vancouver, on Hornby Street, West Pender Street, and West Hastings Street. They then sold the business to former Earls executive Willie Mounzer, who rapidly expanded Café Artigiano, tripling its number of locations to 15 and moving into Alberta. Various other ownership combinations ensued until Shillington bought out partners in 2019 to fully own the brand. Expansion continued through the pandemic era, as the chain opened its 17th location in 2022, following a strategy of opening in former Starbucks locations. Shillington called it a milestone to integrate Salt Spring Coffee into Artigiano. Salt Spring Coffee's unwavering dedication to sustainability and exceptional coffee quality aligns seamlessly with our values, he said. This partnership broadens our product offerings while strengthening our commitment to environmental stewardship, including a continued focus on organic and non-GMO ingredients in everything we serve. Mickey McLeod and Robin Scott founded Salt Spring Coffee. McLeod, the company's president, will stay with the company and run it within Artigiano, Shillington said. Joining forces with Artigiano is a natural progression, McLeod said. Artigiano's commitment to premium quality, thoughtful sourcing and deep community connections aligns perfectly with the values that have guided Salt Spring Coffee since day one. Salt Spring Coffee notes on its website that it operates a cafe and kitchen on Salt Spring Island. That is its only cafe. Its main business is selling beans wholesale to cafes, foodservice ventures and retailers, such as London Drugs. A large roasting facility in Richmond operates and will continue to run, Shillington said. This partnership will expand our collective reach through cafe experiences and grocery retail while staying true to the shared values that define both of our brands, he added. He called running Artigiano a hobby business, given that his bread and butter is restructuring businesses and keeping them out of bankruptcy. He also owns the Canadian Premier League team Pacific FC. G. Corstrom at biv.com, twitter.com/GlenCorstrom, bluesky.com/GlenCorstrom.bisky.social.